All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me sing. Come on. Do y'all hear the brotherhood? Let them play it again. What? Boom. Let me easy.
Amen, amen. Welcome, family, to the Now Network News at 6, 8, and 9. Pick your own time zone. Yes, this is the time where myself will bring a pastoral review on Christian news, along with unique perspective and dialogue on hot topics. I will also provide biblical solutions and answers in this special segment at the end of the broadcast called Ask the Pastor. Minister Terry will keep us up to date with national news, current events, Christian news, and things that will affect us. And Minister Rashad will keep us informed on our financial news. I think he has something in store for us tonight that's going to bless us. So without any further ado, we are going to begin this broadcast with Minister Terry and What's the Word, and then we'll come at 6:30 with Minister Rashad and a money moment. We're going to take the minute out of it because we know we couldn't do it in a minute, but a money moment. Amen. Welcome, Minister Terry.
Good evening. Good evening, family. Good evening, all the beautiful listeners on board. Amen.
Amen. Look, I had already muted myself. Don't throw me under the bus like no, I'm just playing.
Oh,
yes.
No.
Amen. This is your segment.
Amen. Well, good evening, family. Like I said, and if you heard me, I said good evening, family. And what is family? We always think of family as blood relations to be our family. But we are doing the will of God. Amen. I tell you, family, when we are doing the will of God, we are family. Matthew 12:50, Jesus says, "For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother, sister, and mother." Yes, we are family doing the will of God for the kingdom. And yes, family, we have crossed over to a new season, a season in time. And time, family, time is valuable. Time is valuable, and it is valuable to do the will of God. One day to us is a thousand to the Lord. We have no time to waste. We have to make sure, family, we rid ourselves of people and things that draw us down and draw us away, or pull us down and pull us away from our purpose. And our purpose is to elevate ourselves. Elevation and getting closer to God. We are to elevate closer ourselves and to bring others and have them elevate also closer to God. Amen, family. I tell you, family, there's been some hot topics in the news. Tonight is some nationwide news we have for you. Nationwide, we are experiencing extreme weather conditions all over the country, from east to west and north and south. Amen. From New York and several airports in New York and all across the country, they were shut down. They had to cancel numerous hundreds of flights in and out, secondary to the low freezing weather. These airports have been experiencing this. Some of the airports, family, they had so much snow. This one was in New York. So much snow was on the roof of the airport that the roofs caved in. They fell in, secondary to the snowfall. The customers, the patrons that were waiting to board the airline, they were stranded in the airport. They were stranded in the airport for up to 72 hours. While they were in the airport, they were without electricity because the roof fell in and the power went out in freezing, below freezing temperatures. And flooded in the airports also because the snow was starting to melt inside the airport. There has been, I tell you, family, sharks. I've looked at the news. I've seen where the sharks have been coming, surfacing through the icy water. Alligators are poking their nose through the ice, breaking their nose because the alligators can get their nose through and they can breathe and they can survive in those sub-zero temperatures. Frozen iguanas are falling from the trees. And I tell you, family, we're having these extreme temperatures, below freezing temperatures. From South Texas all the way up to Canada, from Montana, Wyoming, to the top of Maine, That's going from east to west, north to south. Iowa, Missouri, the Dakotas, north and south, are experiencing extreme temperatures also, minus 15 degrees Fahrenheit. These are record lows since 1984. And I pray for them, because I know myself, I am an 85 to 90 degrees. I can take the heat. And right now here in California, we are recovering, and it should be recurrent, but there's been a first day of winter, so this is extreme weather we're having all over. First day of winter rain was extreme here, the heavy downpours. And the rain is good because we need the rain. We need the rain all over the land, but we don't need so much at once. But the rain with the ravaged lands has caused mudslides. And with mudslides has brought fatality. There's been deaths and there's been 24 injuries. 17 dead and 24 injuries, 34 still missing. And countless deaths in the freezing temperatures. Chicago, Wisconsin, all over the country. The family, we have to really think. This going on, we know God is in control. Yes, he is. He is always in control. He's always on the throne. But our freezing temperatures, not just in our nation, but all over the earth, we're having global warming. And global warming, there may be times I've been at the beach when the beach water should have been cool and it was warm. So we have to just think. In Paris, I spoke about this, I think it was in December. In Paris, there was 50 global leaders that met. They met on a summit there, and they were speaking of global warming, what they were going to do about it. And our president, President Trump, he wasn't there in attendance. This is some things they don't talk about, but there's some changes going on this earth. Amen, family? But like I said, God is still in control. The thing is, though, what I'm saying with these extreme weather conditions we're having, family, I've noticed that some of the insurances are not paying for the damages that were caused. So the thing is, we have to make sure before these things happen, are insured, and we are insured to cover these catastrophes. And also, family, if you're in the market of buying a home or buying a business somewhere, you have to check the stats. Check and see what's been going in that area. See, look at the comp. See what the neighborhood is. See if they're in a barren area, if they're in a flood area, if they're in any area of that nature where a natural catastrophe can happen. Amen, family. We have to prepare ourselves and do some research on that. Again, family, there's some more hot topics going on in the news. This year been the worst flu season in 10 years. A whole decade has passed. This has been the worst and the deadliest. And I tell you, there's been 27. This is United States, nationwide, 27 flu-related deaths. These deaths have occurred in people 65 years of age and younger. 70% of these people, these Americans, us Americans, are unvaccinated. But it really doesn't matter if you receive the vaccination or not, because this strain that's out right now, this strain that some that came down with the flu, they received the virus. So not all vaccinations will fight off the virus. We don't know what strain is out there, but it is deadly and it's the worst in 10 years. Doctors' offices, urgent cares, and emergency rooms, they have just been overly worked, overly booked, because everybody is going to, when you get sick. Now, they had the Tamiflu. This was a vaccine. It wasn't a vaccine. It was a treatment you can use when you first get the first 2 days of getting the symptoms, you could have got the Tamiflu. Well, most of them are packing in the urgent cares and the emergency rooms after the flu is already in, it's in progress, 10 days. They have now told everybody, stay home. You've got the flu already. Stay home. Treat yourself. Treat yourself if you have a fever. Only way you should go into an emergency room, because the emergency room has so many germs, you'll get sick. You'll pick it up, or you pick up some another virus somebody has. But you can go to the emergency room. If you're running a fever and a Tylenol or the Motrin is not breaking in, then that's the time to go. If you're profusely vomiting, or if you can't eat, if you can't get and keep anything down, just vomiting, if you can't keep Pedialyte or anything, clear liquids down, then you should go in. Amen, family? Children under the age of 4 years old, you take them in there. Amen, family? So keep them covered, too, family, also. Also, family, the hospitals have ran out, I did say, the Tamiflu. That's not available. And also with the over influx of patients coming in with this flu virus, they have ran out of IV fluid. And when hospitals, urgent cares, and doctor's offices run out of IV fluids, they have to wait on the manufacturer to make them more, because they can only use them. They only have an expiration date, because also they have water. It's fluid, sterile water. Sterile fluid, and also has additives in it, so it does have an expiration date. So, family, we have to make sure if we're sick, we stay home, we take care of ourselves, use good hand washing techniques. Amen, family? The flu. Ooh, the worst one this in 10 years. Worst in one decade. Next, family, that's hot topic in the news. We have the DACA family. The DACA program. The DACA program, this is a deferred action childhood arrival. And it's immigrants that have come into United States as children. Now, this program, they have withheld the program. President Trump, he was cutting out the program, but a federal judge has granted temporary stay of the program, but it's pending Congress. You may not have friends, or you may hear people speaking of this, but that's the DACA, D-A-C-A, Deferred Action Childhood Arrival. Amen, family. Next, family, what's in the news, we have another hot topic, H&M. This is a famous Swedish maker of quality clothing for both men and women, children. This is a young man. He used a young black male. He looks to be about 9 or 10 years old. He's a male model. He was modeling a green hoodie, nice green hoodie. But on the front of the hoodie was written, "Coolest monkey in the jungle." And you know what? When I was looking at this, see, I had seen it before on the news, but as I was looking at this and doing something on it, I received an email from H&M in my personal email, through my personal email, and I read the email, and it was a company. They were apologizing. They were apologizing, said they didn't know what they were doing. But the company is receiving a lot of backlash for being racially insensitive. And it's been said that some of the celebrities, LeBron James, the NBA basketball star, and also some hip-hop artists, they're cutting the ties with the company because they think it's racially insensitive. But family, when I was reading the story, I had to ask myself, where were the parents where are the parents at in this 9 or 10 year old? I don't know how exactly the age, but where was the parents at in this agreement? We are mandated as parents, as aunties, uncles, brothers, and fathers, we are mandated for these children. So the thing is, these are legally, this is a big thing now, and this is a legal thing that's going on. The parents may have not knew, took it, thought about it like that, and we don't know which, how they feel about it, and we don't know if the company, with them apologizing, the Swedish company, what was meant. But the thing is, there's a lot of legalities going on with that. And family, I tell you, that is my segment for What's the Word with some hot topics in the news. Amen. Amen. I still can go on and on because, you know, this month in January, I have some health awarenesses, but I'm going to be respectful of time, and I'm going to leave time also for our next segment.
Amen, amen. That was my fault. I was dealing with a residential problem, but we want to go right over into money moment with Minister
amen.
Rashad. Good evening, Minister Rashad. Welcome to the broadcast. Thank you so much, Minister Terry, for being so informative and keeping us nationally abroad to what's going on. But let's go ahead and bounce right over into Money Moment, which is Your Money Matters on the news, Now Network News at 6, 8, and 9 with Minister Rashad. Good evening, man of God.
Good evening, Pastor. Can you hear me okay? Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Mr. Rashad.
Now Network, can you hear me?
Yes, we can, sir.
Oh, okay, okay. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, good evening, Now Network, and good evening, Pastor E, and all our wonderful listeners from around the country and even around the world. Minister Terry, Minister Rashid, thank you so much for allowing us to be here tonight. And I'm just excited about this new start in 2018. I've been waiting for this evening to get on here and share some hot news that I feel will definitely help make a difference for all of us. And what a time we have. It's 2018. A lot of people have new ideas, new goals, new dreams, a chance to reset and start over and move forward with a new revelation that maybe God has given unto them. And maybe you're not seeing how it's going to happen. And hopefully tonight, we're going to be able to share some dynamic kingdom building principles that go along with your finances. Amen. Because that's the only way you're really going to do it. You know, you can't do anything without putting God first. Amen. And so I truly believe on that we have to put God first in all that we do. And because he is the key. He is the key. And last week and the week before, we talked a little bit about some of those keys that were out there. And I'm not going to go back into them. You have to just go back to Pastor and get some of those past messages because we have so much material. So much information. We don't have time to go back right now. 2018 is about going forward. So God bless you. If you missed it, please go back and get with Pastor, and he'll give you some of those past messages. But they all been leading up to today, and the ones that are going forward from here will be building upon step by step by step. But we're at a time right now where we just have to realize that a problem that we have cannot be fixed with the same mind that created it. Amen.
Minister Rashad, yes, let's just share with all of our listeners that every broadcast here on the Now Network is available at the Now Network at Blog Talk Radio at any time. We have an archive for all 5 years that we've been going here. You can listen to my first message in March of 2012 to this date. All you have to do is type in the show that you're looking for and listen to the archives. You're never left behind. But yes, we are going to the what? Next level.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Yes. So please, when you get a chance, go to the archives. Lots of wonderful lessons in there. I even myself go back and listen to some of them myself because so much is being administered and poured out that it's just hard to capitalize it or take notes sometimes as we're going through this information. But thank God for Pastor. He's recording it, and you can go back and get it. So even tonight, as I go through some of this information, feel free to go back and archive and get the information out. Study it yourself, get the information and references that go with it, and pass it on to somebody else to help empower them in 2018. Amen? Amen. So today we're going to talk about some of those kingdom building principles. And, you know, as we look forward, we're working on financial crisis prevention. The nature of the problem is, how are we going to shift our mind to move past some of these economic challenges and situations that we see coming up that we've been working on so diligently and so hard for so long? And tonight we're going to pass on some of this information that I think is going to be very helpful, very useful. I think what I have tonight is going to shift and change the way that you've never seen money before, and help you really open up a new vessel, a new way of handling and utilizing your funds like never before. That's going to really make a difference. Amen. How many people out there feel like they need more money? Amen. Most of us are saying we need more money. If I just had more money, I just had more money, I could probably make ends meet. If I just had more money, I could pay off my car. If I just had more money, I could pay off my bills, et cetera, et cetera. We're always scaping and looking for that more money to make it happen. But here's the key. The key to more money is this, and you want to write this one down: management. Please write that word down, management. We're going to spend some time on the finances of management. You see, because we don't make the money. Only the U.S. Treasury, Department of Treasury makes money. The rest of us have to serve to get the money. But once we get it, which we've had it, it comes down to management. And so what I want to do before I jump, I'm going to read one quick scripture here that kind of parallels what we're talking about today. And I'm going to take it from Genesis 2, verse 4. And we're talking about the key is management. And on verse 4, it says, "The Lord made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was on the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was no man to till the ground." There was no man to till the ground. And so God had a problem. He had a unique situation. And the problem was, he had land here. Everything was already in it, but he held back the rain on the land. God held back the rain on the land. And why did he hold back the rain on the land? Because he said there was no man to till or to work the ground. Amen. And so what does that mean? God didn't want to just put something out there and somebody or somebodies weren't able and ready and equipped to manage what he put together. And so that's how it is sometimes in our life. We're waiting for something. We want to do something. We want to have something. But God is not ready to give it to us yet, because we're not ready and in position with the tools to manage it yet. Everywhere you go and everything you do, it's being managed. Amen. If you have a job, your job is to manage your department, manage the context of what they hired you for, or you're a manager overseeing people, or you have a supervisor that's overseeing you and he's managing you, and he has somebody over him that's managing it. He's got the CEO that's managing the business, and, you know, everything just trickles down to that management. Okay, we have city management, state management, federal government management. We have management on every level. And in the kingdom of God, it's no different. God is about management of his resources. Amen. And so here's what can happen. All right, here's an analogy that I wanted us to take a close look at. If you and I, because we're saying we need more money, we need to get more money so we can take care of this and take care of that. The only way it happens, you have to serve somebody, right? You have to take care of somebody or do something to make that happen. If you and I can help our people solve their number one problem, okay? If you and I can help our people solve their number one problem, you will solve all of your problems in America. Amen? Now think about what your problems are, right? Most of your problems, I guarantee that probably 95% of them turn back to money. Another 5% maybe on something else other than money that money can't solve, but 95% of them are centered around money. And so if you can help other people solve their money problem, it's going to help you solve your money problem. Amen? All right. And if you don't, if you let somebody else solve your money problem, they may not give you the real solution to it. They may give you a fake counterfeit. They may give you a bogus fabrication of it, but they won't give you the real one because it's not from you. You need to create the real solution to it. So here's the other part that I want you to look at very carefully, very carefully. Okay. The next question I have for you is two more. What is the number one problem that we have in America? What's our number one problem? Is it drugs? Is it jobs? Is it Congress? Is it taxes? Is it the economy? Is it prison? Is it black-on-black crime? Is it gang violence? Is it social behavior problems? Is it relationships? What is our number one problem? Somebody can tune in and let us know. I mean, just one person. I may pass. I don't know if you're still online, but somebody give us the answer real quick. Okay, I'll just go ahead and say it. I'm probably thinking in your mind. It's money. Amen? Our number one challenge, our number one issue is going to bed and waking up thinking about money. Okay, sometimes even stressing us out about money. All right, and so if that's our number one problem, I want you to look at the other side of the coin. Okay, wealthy people, what is their number one problem in America? So we know what ours is. What is their number one problem? Okay, is it their cell phone bill? Is it divorce? Is it college and schools? Is it lawyers? Is it gun control? Is it drugs? Is it their heating and air conditioning bill? Is it the daycare bill? What is most wealthy people's number one problem in America? If you're watching the news and paying attention, you might have heard it or seen it, or you see it repeatedly over and over and over again. Their number one problem is they're always talking and conferencing and getting together about the protection and the preservation of their wealth. Got it? They're worried, they're concerned about the protection and the preservation of their wealth. Not money. Our number one problem is money. We're chasing money. We're looking for money, trying to make money, trying to get more money. Their challenge is trying to protect and preserve their wealth. So the difference is that we are focused on the wrong thing. We're focused on getting money, getting money, getting money, instead of getting wealth. See, there's a different mentality when you're going after money versus you going after to build wealth. So you don't get wealth. You have to build wealth. Amen? So getting money is easy. We can trade time for dollars and get money all day long, okay? Whether it's at $20 an hour or $10 an hour or $100 an hour, we're getting time for money. But now the wealthy people learn to take this money and turn it into wealth, and what they're always trying to see is how to protect it and how to preserve it so they can get money to make money for them. Amen? And so we have to turn our attention to it. What is the thing that builds wealth? See, somebody told me the other day that they was a millionaire because they made $1 million. No, you're not a millionaire because you made $1 million, because you still don't have the million. You spent part of the money, so you're not a millionaire. To be a millionaire, you have to have a net worth of $1 million. Here's the difference. I could have made $1 million, but I'm not worth $1 million. Amen? So I have $3 million to my name. I spent $1.5 million on a home. That still leaves me with $1.5 million. So my net worth is $1.5 million. So that makes me a millionaire. But if I just made $1 million, that doesn't make me a millionaire, because I still have expenses. I still have other things I have to take out that's going to net me what I'm going to have left over. I may be left over with $700,000, $600,000, $800,000, but that doesn't connotate into making me a millionaire. I know how to make $1 million. That's different. I know how to make it. Now, how do I increase that to turn myself into having the worth of $1 million entity? Amen? And so this is where I want you to start talking to your children. This is where I want you to start talking to your relatives, your friends about, you know, what are you doing? What are we doing that we can build the wealth? Because we can get the money all day long, but if we're not turning it into wealth, then what good is it? Amen? And so we want to start positioning ourselves to look at that and to really start talking about that, because a lot of times when we look around, unfortunately, some of our best places that we go to for advice and information and counseling have not been trained area. This is why, you know, we're losing so many churches across the country. This is why, you know, we're not able to hold things together. We've seen the last crisis that was here. You know somebody. You probably know somebody that lost a house, lost a car, lost a job, lost their financial resources. See, but, you know, a lot of times, you know, when we go to the seminary schools, we go to Bible colleges and places like that, unfortunately, sometimes they don't teach them business management. See, everything's about that management. Most places are sometimes just mismanaged. Mismanage of what? Mismanage of the resources that have been given to them. Mismanage of the people's resources that have been given to them. And so this is why you have to turn it around, because if the management of the resources was correct, and they took that money and they put it into other things that was going to help make the institution, make the church, or make the business money, when the crisis came along, amen, somebody might be able to tell me this, if you was losing your house during the last financial crisis, and your church had the money to pay off the discounted price that they were going to auction or foreclose your house on, and then sell it back to you at the discount price, amen, wouldn't that have been a nice win for you? If your church had the power, if they had the might to go during the last crisis, they had so much that they were sitting on. They were sitting on so much that they had enough to go back and say, you know what, Ms. Jones, you're about to lose your house. I know Ms. Jones ain't on this line. I ain't talking to you. We're gonna write a check, pay off your house, and now you're gonna write a check out here to our other fund agency to pay it back. Amen. Wouldn't that have been nice? You was on the verge of losing your car, and they said, okay, we're gonna pray for you. However, we're gonna go ahead and pay for your car, go get it at a repossession, and now you're gonna pay us on a monthly basis to retain and maintain your car. Amen. Okay, your husband lost his job. Okay, no problem. We own a McDonald's. We own a Sheraton Inn. We own a Hampton Inn. We own the convenience store up the street. We own the supermarket. Okay, just tell Earl to show up Tuesday, talk to the manager, and we'll get him in there, and he can work there until he finds something else he wants to do, or he can stay with us. Amen? See, that's the kind of power that we're supposed to be exuding. This is what other communities have found a way to do for themselves. So I'm not reinventing the wheel. I'm not talking about something that I haven't seen and I haven't heard with my own eyes, and I bear witness that that's how they get it done. See, they're not losing their houses. They're not losing their jobs and not having a backup, or having their source backed up by the place that is exuding a lot of their power, which is their worship community. Amen. Their worship community got their back, because they're very knitly tied together. And so we're still learning that. We're still trying to get there, praise the Lord, but we got a long way to go. But there is a plan. There is a way to make that happen. So I just wanted to plant that seed. So if there's any pastors listening out there tonight, any reverends, any bishops, any deacons, and, you know, you have the power, you have that influence, you need to start thinking about those things, because everything runs in cycles. There's going to be another time, and it don't even have to be a cycle. It can just be a bad run for somebody, amen, and they're about to lose their house. And there's nothing worse that, you know, they come into the church and everybody trying to take an offering for them to come back up. And, you know, you're taking an offering for the church, and you take a second one to try to help them catch up the payments. And, you know, sometimes these payments be like $30,000 down and $50,000 down. It's too much of a burden on them. But if they already had something set aside that was working, that was generating, that was turning it out, the church says, you know what, we just want to go ahead and buy that house out. We're going to go down to the bank tomorrow. You come with us. We're going to sign off on the papers. We're going to get that mortgage deed, transfer it out, put it in our name, and now you pay us. Amen? And so that's where we need to start moving towards in this new era, this new season of 2018. And to get past this thing, you know, there's a major tool that God has also spoken about. You know, as I said, we got to use scripture. We got to use kingdom-building principles. You know, everywhere you look, you know, in the Bible, I mean, it talks about this, and we might overlook it. We might not have looked at it as hard, but tonight I just want to highlight it a little bit more tonight if we could, all right? And in the scriptures it says, a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children, amen? I think that's Proverbs 13:22. A good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. So what do we mean by that, the children's children? What is this inheritance? We asked about, I mean, I'm still looking for mine. I mean, my dad's dad left it. I didn't see this inheritance. How did I miss it? How did he miss it? Maybe he didn't read the scripture. Maybe he didn't see the scripture. Or maybe he didn't know how to position himself for the scripture. See, you got to be able to know it, see it, identify it. Then you can move on it and operate on it. Because if you don't see it and you don't know it, then, you know, how could you be held accountable for that? If you didn't see it and you didn't know it, amen? And so when we look back at this and we think about the inheritance that God has promised over and over again, we can check the scriptures, and we can see where God has promised this inheritance. Who did he promise it to? He promised it to Moses. He promised an inheritance to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, all right? And it goes on and on about the inheritance. The first thing he gave Adam was land. Why? Because it's real estate. It's real estate. Real estate is the only inheritance that you can really, it's the only real heritage that's talked about in the Bible that can be passed over from generation to generation. They never talk about passing over gold and passing over silver. You know, when you leave, it's not about passing over a TV, a sofa, a flat screen, or a car. It's about being able to leave some land or some property. Amen? Amen. So it's about trying to position yourself to have and control this property. I mean, we look everywhere we go, every town you go into, all the biggest and all the tallest buildings you see have the name of a bank on it or some type of insurance company. Amen? And why is that? Because they're holding on to the money and then they're redistributing it back out on loans and other things of that nature that they're multiplying their money so they can have more of it. Amen? And so these are the type of examples that, you know, we have to learn how to emulate. When I look back, I was looking at Forbes magazine just last weekend, and I looked in there that, you know, the people that have gained their wealth and built their wealth, and I'm always studying to see one other angle, one other clue, one other piece of advice to complement that, what's going on with the Bible, and how this wealth is amassed and how it's put together, et cetera, et cetera. And I'd never seen anyone in there who said that they became a multimillionaire or multibillionaire because of their 401k plan, because of their pension fund, because of their retirement from the teacher's fund or from UPS or from the fire department. They might have done well and they may be doing well today, but they never had that financial independence by just utilizing something like that. That might have been a complimentary, that might have been part of the plan, but that cannot be the whole plan. Amen. And so if you're planning on using that as the whole plan to say, okay, I'm doing what they told me to do, I'm doing what they told me to do, and then when I turn 65, 66, I'm going to be okay. I hope you're just crossing your fingers and not believing that, because that won't get you there. Amen. I mean, because it's going to really take a lot. I mean, depending on how long you're going to live, a lot of people today are outliving their money. Amen. And when we look at it today that the banks are only giving you maybe 1% on your savings account or your checking account, How could you possibly get ahead and stay ahead with that type of mathematics, only getting 1% on your money every year before taxes? Because after you get that 1%, you know, they're going to take some money back in taxes on the dividends that you earned on the interest, and now you're still behind the eight ball. Amen? And so there's got to be a better plan. There's got to be another way. And there's no shortage of money, and there's no shortage of opportunity. And money is always attracted to great ideas. Amen? And so other cultures, other people, other businesses have figured out a way to do it, and they always do it collectively. Amen? They do it collectively. I don't see too many lone rangers out there. Most of them are positioned, and they come together in groups to put together what they need, and then they all share in the benefit of it. Amen? They take that little bit they have, and then they multiply it, and then they redistribute it back to everybody. That's how they win. That's how they win. But a lot of times, you know, we get caught up with what they're showing us on TV, that this athlete made it, and look at his house and look at his car and look at this entertainer that just made this movie and they just paid him $25 million and look at his house and look at his car and look at his wife's plastic surgery and look at this and, you know, look at this other person here that's a rapper and he did this, he did that, and look at his money, look at his car. They're not – and think about it. If this gentleman just – you know, God bless him, just made $200 million or made $20 million. You know, he has to go back out and buy what? A house. That's money that's leaving his community again. He's going back out and buying a car. That's leaving his community again. He's going back out and he's moving to another neighborhood. He's leaving his community again. He's buying jewelry. He's putting his kids in nice private school. That money's leaving his community again. See, so that money's not recirculating back in, so it's bringing up everybody. It's just bringing up that one individual by himself. Amen? And so we have to utilize the systems that have been utilized by other people in order to change the course of their financial destiny, where they refuse to remain in that situation. And they did nothing else than what we're doing. If they look at the blueprint, what do you use? What is consistent? What is needed? And how do we get some of it? And they found it through going back as old as the scripture, the same thing. When they pray to God, is to use the same thing that God gave everybody from the beginning, the land. and there's only so much earth, which means there's only so much land. And there's no more land being created here on this earth. Amen. That's why they're trying to leave now and go out of space and find some more to keep up with things. But, you know, all we have here is all we have here. They ain't making no more. This is it. And so this land becomes so much more valuable, and the things and buildings that sit on it. Amen. And so this is why in this year, in this season, and we've been talking about this last year and pre-launching and getting ready, is that we are now positioning ourselves, and we're at 98% there now, and I'm working with Pastor very closely in this as well, is putting together a system and an association for those of us that would like to participate and build wealth through using the strength of real estate. All right. And I know that there's maybe some people out there that now do fix and flips, and you see fix and flips on TV all the day, all the time, and there's nothing wrong with that's great and that's good, but there's a bigger and a wider system that benefits more people at one time and can cause great retirement, great passive cash flow on a continual basis for people, is through owning commercial multifamily properties. Amen. Multifamily commercial properties. Everywhere you go, or where you look around, just about every town you go into, every city you go into, there are multifamily apartment buildings. Amen. I mean, we could do a fix and flip and, you know, maybe pick up $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, but how far is that going to go? And then guess what? We got to start all over again. Got to find another house. The weather's got to be right. So we're in Chicago right now, and the climate weather up there, we may have to put things on hold for 6 months or 3 months and wait for the spring. And so it's very labor intensified. But the right move into a multifamily apartment building is generating money month in and month out. You may lose two tenants, but you still got the other 98 in there going, and it's not causing a hiccup in your cash flow that's coming in. Amen. And so these are the types of acquisitions that we're looking to do here in 2018. We're going to be starting in March, and so I'm going to be continually talking about this and giving you keys and other things to do to get ready for this, as well as other things you can do to continue to preserve and protect your wealth and build it, as you also are working on ways to eliminate your debt and pay down on your debt and things of that nature. And it's so important to do that so you can have those two almost running simultaneously together, because I know how challenging it is sometimes to pay down on debt and then at the same time to save at the same time. Amen. And that's been our biggest challenge sometimes, is trying to save and pay down on debt at the same time. You know, we're all facing those same currents. And at the same time, you know, you're trying to plan for retirement, trying to plan for your children's college fund, trying to plan for long-term health care or your health care now, and you're just trying to make sure that you have enough left over that, you know, you don't have to move back in and have other people take care of you when you reach a certain age. Amen. And so we need to be in a position so we can continually, you know, as the scripture is saying, leave an inheritance for our children's children. We can't do that if we keep are always in a position where we're robbing Peter to pay Paul. Amen. That's just not going to get us nowhere. We're going to keep doing that same cycle over and over and over again and expecting things to be different. And meanwhile, the cost of life continually is going up every year. Amen. Gas prices then went up again. Bread then went up. Movies went up. Everything went up. Airline tickets are going up. And so we have to be in a position where we have things that are going up as well. And just on the studies over the last 50 years, there is not too many things as consistent, as predictable, as needed as multifamily housing. You probably heard the news, and maybe Sister Terry, I think, talked about a little bit about the housing situation and people buying houses. But, you know, right now today, we still have more people renting than we do have buying houses right now. The trend has really slowed down quite a bit. Amen. And the biggest cry in most of the cities is that there's not enough affordable housing. Amen. And so you have people that are looking for affordable housing. You have people that are standing, holding still. They don't want to move. They don't want to invest into buying right now, some of them. And so they're choosing to stay. And so it becomes a matter in any business of supply and demand. Amen. And it's good when you're in that position, when it's supply and demand that's working out in your favor. It means that there's very little supply, but there's a huge demand. So for every three people that want to move in somewhere, maybe there's only one unit available. Amen. And so what does that do for your pricing? That keeps your pricing stabilized. Amen. And so We're looking in this direction to start becoming participants in this next level of community co-op, cooperative, to syndicate and acquire national multifamily real estate. That's what's going to help. It will answer all the problems? No, but it will help when you have and you see yourself that you're building your portfolio. You have some passive income coming. What is passive income? Passive income means that, you know, once it's set up, there's a predictable date and time when something's coming back. What that amount is, we don't know. We can't say that right now, but we know that something's coming back if everything plays out the way it's supposed to, and it happens on a regular basis. And it happens for hundreds and thousands of companies around the country and around the world every day that are utilizing the same system to produce wealth for their shareholders, to produce wealth for their families. You know, there's a lot of wealthy families out there that have had to find other places and other ways to parlay or diversify their income. All right, so we talk about the people that own Frito-Lay. We talk about the people that own the Hershey bars, candy bar, the Hershey's family. We talk about the Mars that own the Mars candy bar. We talk about the Walmarts. We talk about the Hiltons. We talk about the Marriott brothers. See, they, with their wealth, they had to find other ways to put it out in other places. So the biggest and best places they found most of the time is you'll find that 60% or more of their wealth is distributed out into some type of real estate. And a lot of it is in multifamily apartment buildings as well as some other prime real estate offices and places like that and hotels around the country and around the world. Why? Because it pays. It pays. And so we may not be able to start off on the grand scale as them, but, you know, to whom much is given, much is expected. And you take that little bit, as it always shows in the scripture, you start off with a little bit. If God can trust you with a little bit, then he can bless you with the larger part down the road. Amen? Why? Because he sees that you're diligent, and you're disciplined, and you're consistent at what you're doing. Amen? And so this is going to be an educational process. It's going to be a learning process at the same time. So we want you to learn as we're doing this, because I don't want to just give you the fish. I want to teach you how to fish. Isn't that what Jesus did? He said, I want to teach you how to fish. I don't want to just give you the fish. I want to teach you how, because there's going to be some of you in the group that's going to be ready to break out and do your own. You say, Rashad, okay, I got something on the side, I got something holding, and I'll get in with this. But over here, you know, my granddaddy, my mama, my daddy, my cousin, my job, my stocks have blown up, and I got a little extra more. I want my own building. Okay, and so we'll be able to hand walk you through that and put you in position. So therefore, now you can start receiving that check every month and however you want to do it for yourself on the property that you own now. Amen. And I always suggest, and I'm just suggesting that, you know, you get to that point where you're owning multifamily and not just the single families. Nothing wrong with single families. If you got one, two, three, God bless you. And I pray that they're doing well and will continue to do well. Don't sell them based on what I'm saying either, okay? But I'm just saying, work your way up. Work your way up where you can get where you're owning 16 units, then 24 to 25 units, then 30 units to 50 units to 100. Because that's, people, that's cash flow coming in. Okay, you think about having 100 units, which when I say 100 units, I'm talking about 100 tenants, 100 doors, 100 units. You always hear that word, you know, do you have 100 units, 100 units? You know, 100 units times $1,000 a month, that's $100,000 a month coming in, gross, okay? I mean, you know, by the time you take out the expenses, you still are going to have a nice piece of change for yourself left over where you're going to be able to replace your full-time job, or maybe replace a lot of your retirement money you can continue to save and you don't have to spend with that type of cash flow coming in when you own something that large, okay? And then, you know, we'll show you and talk about ways that, you know, you'll have management taking care of it. So I know you don't want to trade in your retirement living lifestyle and, you know, what you're doing now to be a full-time manager answering to 100 people all day long. All right? That's not the picture we want you to go into or look about, but we'll have professional managers and professional accountants that are handling and managing all those different things, and then they just give you the report, and you'll get the bank statements, and you'll see the money's being put in there and taken care of, and it's a well-run, oiled operational machine that you just continue to build on using leverage, using financial wealth intelligence, and using the strategies and the studies of the market that have been used for at least over 100 years here in America very easily. And so, like I said, we're not going to reinvent the wheel. We're just going to unify ourselves because there's power in unity. There's power in unity. And so when you look at all these great companies that are out there, you know, they might have got started with one person, But then they also had to bring in other great people, and they also worked with other great people to make it happen. Amen. Even Microsoft had to go out with Bill Gates and get, you know, some venture capitalists to put money into his idea of the software that he said was going to be able to run all these computers in the world. Correct? Amen. And so he had to bring somebody else in. He had the idea, but he didn't have all the capital. Okay, and so that is the traditional story in America. A lot of people have the idea, but they don't have all the money by themselves. And so what they're willing to do is share in the lot, whatever percentage way that they all decide and come up with together, and say, okay, this looks like a great idea. I can see the 5-year projection on it. I can see the audience that it's going to address. I can see how it's going to work month in and month out. I can see the projected potential losses that could be in it, but that outweighs the upside of things. So let's go forward. Amen. And as we see now that these things have made them multimillionaires or even multibillionaires because they've come along. And, you know, we always hear about the top guy that started, but you never hear about those other people that are in the rafters with them that also benefit from that retired out of those companies because of the cash flow and the money that they were able to accumulate because they were part of something great that was a huge demand in the marketplace and it made them fortunes. And that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to make a fortune, and there's no get rich overnight. There's no let's make it tomorrow and everything is good. No, it's going to take some time. And so it's going to be a 5-year plan. So just to get your mindset ready, I'll give you two keys. It's going to be a 5-year plan. Amen. And so we want you to think long term. And 5 years is really not a long time. That's a half a century. That's not a long time at all. I mean, you could just think back. This is 2018 now. 5 years ago was it 2013? I mean, how, you know, that went by like a flash, didn't it? And so the next 5 years are going to go by even quicker. Amen. We're talking about 2023 possibly. That's going to go by even quicker. So you got to be prepared. You got to say, okay, what do I have now compared to what I had 5 years ago? Is my family dynasty growing and getting bigger, or is it about relatively the same where it was before? Do I have any real net worth right now? And right now, our net worth is being slaughtered, folks. I hate to use that word. It's being slaughtered in the marketplace. I mean, our counterparts, they say, have 10 to 13 times more net worth than ours. They say most of our families have a negative net worth. If you was to go out there and take it, they say most of us have a negative net worth, and we're falling even more behind because of, you know, we're just not positioned. It's not that we're not any smarter than them, and some of us are a lot smarter than them, but it's just that we have not gotten in the vehicles. We have not gotten organized, and we're not using the unity principle that's been here since day one that allows us to collectively go at something together and build something dynamic for a lot of people to benefit. Amen?
Amen.
And so we're going to be sending out
the business. Hey, look, Minister Mashad, I've been sitting back like, man, why did he go there? I didn't want to get involved. We didn't want to go. But now you have really pushed me to really want to get involved in this conversation. Can we dialogue just for a few minutes? Because I want to sow in some power words to what you said to some people out there, because we really talked about that. We had a dynamic meeting of the minds together, and I left there so excited. God has put before both of us. And I want to say to somebody out there listening to everything that Minister Rashad has said right now is that wouldn't work for me. Oh, man, they're talking about this. I'm looking for a right now plan. Well, I know there are a lot of areas and entities we haven't shared yet, but there are going to be different levels in this investment group, in this collaboration of like-minded believers. My call to all of my partners. Now, Minister Rashad had his call for his partners. To all my covenant partners, I'm calling you, and the ones that I'm going to recruit are those that are ready to go to work. Just like the man of God said, housing units that you can live in for free and still make money. That's another way. Or a multi-purpose complex where Subways and Walmarts are that you can have your business in that you're already an owner of. These are the kind of things that we're really going to be expanding in this movement. And God has given me something that I know for the Now Network that we're going to be sharing called The Seven. The seven is something that I believe that God is going to put together that we all recruit on our own. We all put in the work that we want to receive. And if you really want to be a part of this dynamic move. Yes, it's already in motion. Minister Rashad has some new things birthing. P2P Ministries has some new things birthing. Other covenant partners have new things birthing. But are you ready to birth? And the most important thing I'll say to anybody, are you ready to go to work? This can be a five-year plan for those of you that want to sit at home and wait for residual monies to come in. But for those of you like me that can't sit around, that are ready to work, this is the call of the seven. The seven is the purposes of God. The seven is the structure of the Holy Spirit. And the seven means is that not only is it one, but there are multiple sevens that are willing to grow seven more. Is there somebody on this line tonight? So you preach me into this, Minister Rashad. You birthed this into me. But are there seven people tonight on this broadcast that says, I will commit to seven? That's what the seven builds off of, is that now we start to manage the other people. I'll tell you this. The world has been using the pyramid principle to grow trillions. That's money. We're looking at the same process similar to build people, to say, yes, I can be an entrepreneur. Yes, I can get up in the morning and go do something I like to do. Yes, I can employ my children. Yes, I can leave an inheritance. See, you touched me on that one, because I've been waiting around for my inheritance. Where, my daddy was a preacher, and he knew all of the principles, and he preached that same sermon. But where's my inheritance? Amen. And God told me something. He said, you know what? Your inheritance is still in heaven. Your father on earth only could present you with worldly things. And I was really caught up on that for a moment. And I said, well, if that's what the word is, God, and now that's why I'm the way I was at that moment. But then God released me to say, you know what? No, you're not like him, because who he is who he is. But now you must be who you are. Take from mistakes made, but now make decisions that will lead, that will build, and that will provide. That's what the seven is all about. The seven means that when we come in force. We come on our own dime. We come on our own planes. We come on our own we come with our own conference centers to make things happen. Not only financially, but to make things happen spiritually first. That we grow people. And remember Matthew 28. Come on, somebody. Remember that he says that we are to now go. The reason why you can go is because all authority has been given to him in heaven and in earth. He says John 14:12, that if you believe in him and the works that he did, you can do also. So for us right now is that we are not trying to lead you. We are not trying to employ you. We are trying to partner with you and say, I'm one. I'm one that's sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm one that's tired of waiting around for that golden spoon to come that I never had. Anyway, I'm ready to put my own hand to the plow and go to work. Now, if you're listening to me and you want to hear my call on this movement, if you're ready to go to work, you need to call me. You need to get your name on the list of potentials. I'm going to say that again, and me and Minister Rashad even shared that, is we don't know. But there are many potentials, but God will send those that are dedicated to go to work, that we don't have to call you, remind you, schedule you, or come and get you. You are already there waiting because you're ready to go to work. That's how serious this is to me. I am vested in God's work. This is God's work that we're talking about. But guess what? It's going to require the same vesting from you, that you give your all to God, to say you're ready to go to work. No longer will you hold on. No longer will you just wait. But you are now ready to put the key in the ignition yourself, turn the ignition, smash the gas, and go and make disciples. Yes, that power to reproduce. That power to have exceedingly abundantly above all you can think or ask is in the power of going to work. And that's what I want to say to anyone tonight, that you can be your own boss. You can be an entrepreneur. Join this group right now, because we're not just trying to make money for you. We're trying to make money with you that you can immediately. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. You can immediately see a profit when you go to work. Now, if you want to be that 25% that's just going to say to us, no, we just want to invest. Yes, you'll be waiting on a five-year plan for those things to result, and those people that went to work and say, I want a now blessing, will see the results immediately because of their labor and because of the seeds that we sow. Yes, yes, ask the pastor. This is what it's about. I am so excited. This man of God has blessed me over the last 3 months with so much confirmation about credit, about planning, about saving. I hope somebody didn't say it's the first of the year. I can go ahead and spend that no-look account. It better still be intact to get structured and not make excuses is what we're looking for when you go to work. And you go to work because you know now you will reap harvest, because you're not waiting for somebody else to sign your time check, time sheet. You are your time sheet.
Amen.
That's what I'm talking about. You're going to see it. You're going to see it blossoming all around. Do not get left behind, and listen and take distinctive notes about this word that's going forth, because God has already done it. Are you ready to do it? And all you have to do is go to work. Bless you, man of God. I'm glad you just let me come in right then.
Oh, no problem, no problem. So just a couple of things I wanted to clear out before we close out for the evening, praise the Lord, is, you know, this is a season to be financially responsible, but just being a good manager. That's what I was going to say, just being a good manager over your affairs as well as your money, being a good manager, amen? And secondly is that as we're talking about this system, this syndication we're putting together, which is really a membership association. This is not an investment that we're saying is an investment. This is a membership association. This is like if me and you went down to Applebee's and we talked about, you know, buying some Air Nikes and buying them for $5 and turning around and selling them for $25 and making a difference in between and splitting it, and we're just keeping amongst our little circle. That's what we're talking about here. So I'm not a registered investment advisor. I'm not a stock trader. I'm not a lawyer, an accountant, and all these things you're going to get in a perspective to share and go over with those people as you need to and want to. And so just to make it clear, this is an educational wealth-building association that we're creating here. And so you will be learning, and then you will have the opportunity to participate with us on these diverse channels that we're going into with what we will have and present and let you know what's going on. So, you know, just like the Bush family that has the Bush beer, and you got the Kaisers and the J.P. Morgans of the world and the Tropicanas and General Mills and General Motors. I mean, they have their little special meetings too. And they get together, they come up with their ideas, and they put it out there, and they go ahead and make their financial returns on it, and they pass it back to the family members and the cousins, the nieces, the nephews, and everybody else that was part of it. And that's how they continue to pass that wealth to second, third, and fourth generations. And that's the same principle that we're using, but we're using it through this conduit called an association. Amen? So this is going to be for members only. You will not see this on Facebook. You won't see it advertised in the Washington Post or the Wall Street Journal, and we ain't going to be trying to drag and get people in like that. No, no, no. This is going to be a very different and unique. We won't even have to do that. We won't even have to do that. There are so many people that are waiting to get in that, you know, I've just had to put them on hold and keep them on hold until we are ready to launch in March. And so, you know, that's the type of a system and the type of format that we're going to be utilizing. So we won't have you going out there and passing out flyers and, you know, holding all these big rallies for us and so forth. It won't be done like that. It's going to be done very strategic, but it'll be done very professionally. And we're looking for those type of professional individuals and professional families that are interested in stepping up and seeing something happening, you know, now for themselves, where they're going to benefit from being property owners. They're going to benefit from monthly cash flow, and then they're going to benefit from, you know, the end result at the end of the 5 years. But in between that time, trust me, they will be getting, you know, their quarterly payouts on their properties that we are managing and running and facilitating as a group. Amen. And so hopefully you're on standby. You're ready for that. Please get with me, get with Pastor, and we'll be sending out information packets for you to review. But you have to be invited in order to get one. So that's how it's going to work. And once we have it, we'll designate it out to those key individuals, those key seven, to pass on to the other seven, who will pass it on to the other seven. And we'll interview them and bring them in from there. Amen. And so it'll be a very coordinated and illustrated situation where you'll know exactly where you're going. Now, the last thing I wanted to leave you with, for those of you that have your NoLook account and those of you that are getting ready to set up a NoLook account, and you go back and listen to the past archives to find out what the NoLook account is, but that's the money you keep setting aside every day when you come in. Take a dollar out of your five, take a two out of your 20 or more, and keep putting it into a NoLook envelope and continue to save. And so the last step is that I want you to look at one last thing. For putting away that money you're going to need for getting involved in the association, if you decide to come in and it's a good fit for both sides and both parties, I want you to get into the mindset of building wealth and having wealth now. And so our conduit that we're going to be using is TD Ameritrade. And we're not doing no stock trade, but TD Ameritrade is like a holding company. And I've talked to them, and I have a great relationship with them, and I told them what our plan was and what we was planning on doing, and I sat down with them, and they are too happy to help. And right now, our referrals or our members can set up an account with TD Ameritrade with nothing in the bank. Now, I'm not saying don't go there with nothing, okay? But you can actually go online and go to www.td, that's T as in Tom, D as in Denver, Ameritrade, A-M-E-R-I-T-R-A-D-E, and just open up an individual account. Don't open up no stock trading account and all these Roth IRAs. I mean, I'm just suggesting. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just suggesting. And because some people, you know, they can't hold their money. You know, they have a problem, like Pastor was saying. They spend it. But if you put the money in there, they don't give you a checkbook, and they don't give you a credit card. They don't give you a debit card unless you've had the account for at least a month or two. And every time you need it, they just wire it to. They wire it. It's connected to your bank, whether it's Chevy Chase, Wells Fargo, B of A, or your credit union, whoever you have. They'll just connect your account. See, that's how wealthy people do their things. They're not walking around with a lot of credit cards. They just wire money all over the country. They wire money. I seen a guy wire $7.2 million to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, from Texas to pay for his yacht. Just wiring it. Just wiring it. You know, when you buy your house, they just wire the money. They don't tell you, okay, you're approved for the loan. Come pick up the money at the bank. Come pick up your $400,000 and carry it on down to the mortgage. No, they wire it. See, wealthy people wire. So I just want you to get into that mindset, get into the feel of it. And when you get there, you know, they have a lot of great educational things that will be able to help you along the way, to help you review your own situation, your own retirement, your children's own college. But I'm getting ahead of myself. But I just want to let you know they are a very, very well-established, strong company. Go online, and I'm just asking you, if you get a chance, open up an individual account. It's not credit-driven, so I've even covered that base because I know how some of us are. We're concerned about our credit and things of that nature and so forth and so on. It's worldwide, so no matter where you live, from Topeka, Kansas, to Orangeburg, New Jersey, to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, to Gainesville, Florida, to Sacramento, California, you can go online and open up an account. And an individual, all you're going to need is a Social Security number or a tax identification. That's all you need. You ain't got to send in your driver's license, those other kind of things. That's all you're going to need, and your account will be opened up instantaneously. And then when you're ready, you can wire over some money. See, so they're not going to pressure you and say, you know, you got to put in $100,000 or $10,000. See, a lot of our people have been intimidated by going to a brokerage house to work with. That's why I wanted you to get there. I want you to take you out of your comfort zone. I want you to start thinking big. I want you to feel what it's like, what they're getting from a service standpoint when it comes to handling and using money. And that's how you start getting it. You got to change circles. You got to get around the people that are doing it. But, you know, this brokerage firm is very strong. They got $3.6 billion in revenues last year. They have over 11 million clients in their portfolio. They have $7.5 billion in equity. You know, they have $38 billion in assets. So they're strong. They ain't going nowhere. They're not going to fold up overnight. But it's not your bank. They don't operate like a bank. But they will wire your money in and out. And all you do is make a phone call, just like that. And they'll give you something that goes on your phone for your app, your iPad, your laptop, where you can watch and look at whatever's in there. And for those of you that are really brave, you know, I want you to think about setting up an automatic allotment once a month. to make sure you put in $20 or $15 or whatever it may be for you, just to feel like you're doing something if you ain't doing nothing at all. Just to feel that something's going somewhere and it's building in a nice brokerage account, you know. And so you ain't got to tell nobody how much is in it. Is it now? Yeah, I got some things going on. I got a brokerage account. It's a brokerage account. Wow, they're kind of blown away. But it's the perception. It's the perception, even in your own mind, that you're going to feel wealthier, you're going to feel stronger, you're going to feel more prosperous, that you have more than one bank account. Amen. And you got more than one place where your money's going and moving around at the same time. So we want you to start, if you get a chance and you think it's worth it for you, everybody's different, to look at putting something in there. And just to let you know off the top of your head, Samir Rashad, Titan Scott, we ain't getting a dime for it. We ain't getting nothing for recommending it, putting it in there. There's no conflict of interest. We're getting a kickback. So I just want you to know, me, Pastor, nobody else is getting a dime from this thing whatsoever. But it's just a nice alternative to think about putting some money in that extra no-look account where it's going in there, and you can leave it there until we're ready to execute this thing, which is coming up in March. And you're going to need $2,500 to get started with it. So there's plenty of time between now, tax return time. I know some of you high rolls already got that in the back of your hand, tied up underneath your mattress, and you can roll that out with nothing. And some of you, it may take a minute or two to get it, but you'll have it. So we're going to roll it out in March. But between now and March, you got enough time, I feel, to start moving things in motion, and some of you have already started last year, to be right there to start building your wealth in this next chapter of what we're doing. And in closing, we're still going to be spending time week in and week out and going over other principles and ideas, as Pastor said, to share with you right here, right now, on how to still improve things from your credit and paying off your car early, paying down your mortgage faster, and getting out of debt quicker, and all those other key things that you want to know about and see. That's all part of what you'll also still be getting from us week in and week out as we build forward into 2018. Amen? So I don't want you to think that the only agenda I have here tonight and tomorrow is just talking about this one account and this one thing. But this is a big thing that is going to be able to answer and resolve a lot of our issues that we have now and going forward in the future as well. Because in closing, we need to become our own bank. Amen? We need to be our own bank. You know, because I know Shirley got an idea that the bank might have turned down. Or SBA said that she don't have enough collateral, she don't have a credit, she ain't got the TIFAs for it, she ain't got the driver's license for it, she got a rap record somewhere back in the day, so they don't want to lend her the money. And how dare we deny God's child what a great idea that he gave her to birth a new business that could help employ another 10, 20, 35 people in her community to get them off the street and give them a way out. I know Pastor's working on some things right now that be able to employ a group of people to get them off the street and get them going and help them step up and help them elevate. So these ideas need to be given birth. And we know the local bank ain't going to get it. No disrespect to them. But I just know that, you know, God helps those who help themselves. Amen. So that's what we're going to do. So, Pastor, I'm going to close out with that there, let you go ahead and take it back in with Minister Terry, Minister Rashid, and all my wonderful friends that tuned in from Louisiana, Maryland, and Joe and everybody else. I really appreciate you being here tonight and tuning in with the Now Network. And stay tuned. Pastor has so many other great ministers and teachers that come on the show each and every night. So please keep up with them with all the wonderful things going on with the Now Network. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. And God bless you all.
Amen, man. And God bless you, family. Excuse me, my mic was off. Oh, my God. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening tonight. This has been a dynamic broadcast. We want everybody to know that you are the call. But you must, first of all, be ready to go and get yourself ready. Start working on you and watch God will open up the doors, and then we can all do this thing together. Thank you so much. You are loved, honored, and appreciated. But most of all, beautifully made by God. In Jesus' name. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.